This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For the first time since 2008, China has cut its key interest rate. It'll drop by 0.25% in an effort to spur an economy that was galloping and is now down to a trot. In the U.S., a trot would be nice. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is on Capitol Hill now as market players watch for signs that he might be thinking of something of his own to shake more life into growth and jobs here. Bernanke wasn't ruling out action, but if you listen to what he said, there's nothing that seems imminent.
As always, the Federal Reserve remains prepared to take action as needed to protect the U.S. financial system and economy in the event that financial stresses escalate.
Marketplace's David Gura joins us live now from Washington. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So what options, what's in the toolbox that Bernanke has?
Well, the biggest tool he's got left in that toolbox you mentioned, David, is one the Fed's used a couple of times now. It's called quantitative easing. And I'm going to let economist Kevin Jakes explain how that one works.
They're buying up financial assets with the idea of injecting some level of money into the economy.
So buying bonds, buying and selling securities. The Fed wants to try and get money moving, David, to get people borrowing and spending. And it does that by driving down interest rates. And as I said, the Fed's done this before, done quantitative easing before. And many investors hope the Fed will decide to do it again or do something like it. But here's the thing. Interest rates are already really low, David. In fact, they're at record lows.
Yeah, just looking as you're talking, 1.63% is the yield on the 10-year Treasury at this very moment. Interest rates are something people are really focusing on. As I said, China cut its interest rates today the first time in about 4 years. Why all this focus on interest rates?
Well, Federal Reserve interest rates determine how banks charge interest, and this is really all about borrowing money, David. The theory is that when rates are low, we'll be more likely to borrow money. And some economists I talked to said rates right now are so low, they're absolutely stunning. So, you know, is there a chance rates could go even lower? Well, yeah, they're not at zero yet. And we may hear something vaguely indicating this may happen today from Ben Bernanke. But the Fed has a meeting here in Washington in just a couple of weeks, David, and that's when they could make an actual decision.
And as we're about to hear in just a few minutes, low interest rates are not everyone's cup of tea. I mean, if you're a retiree on fixed income, sometimes the low interest rates can be a problem. David Gura in Washington, thank you very much.
Thank you.